Different people have different priorities in life. You might be in a situation that you don't like and things can get really messy without financial knowledge or financial wisdom or, you know, just financial stability. Now, I don't want to get too deep into any of these topics because I know that in the end, you have to build your own reality. And why do I say that? That's because every one of us comes from our own beliefs and own environments, and everyone has their own requirements and lifestyle choices. However, because we have so much going around us, there are a lot of unnecessary things competing for our attention. I myself have had a very difficult time recognizing what needs my attention and what doesn't. And to be honest, I still struggle to this day. There are some days when I am really focused, and then there are some days when my mind would just tempt me to go into directions that are actually fictional, but so tempting that I end up spending hours and hours of thoughts and emotions on scenarios I actually cannot control. And to be honest, I think it's a sport. I think all of us are going through this in some way or the other. And in the end, it's all about how well you are at controlling your own mind. The next 5 episodes are going to talk about stuff that suddenly becomes important when you start paying your own bills. We will first start with distractions, salaries, the concept of money itself, negotiating your income, handling people, handling tough times, understanding taxes, spending, you know, how to spend your money properly, what is the right way to spend your money. Even though I'm not very good at it, but I have done some mistakes and I just thought I'll share with you guys. And overall growth and all the obstacles that usually come, you know, all the obstacles that came in my way when I was working and I'm still working and I'm trying to grow in my own personal and professional life. So yes, without wasting any further time, let's get started. This is Ansh Mehra and you are listening to episode 13, season 2 of Take It Easy. It is so important to invest energy into the right things, and your financial stability or the ability to pay your own bills is one of them. As I said before, everyone has their own lifestyle and some people have working parents, some people don't. In some cases, whatever that the parents are earning is not enough, or maybe you're just trying to elevate your lifestyle because you've always seen like this group of people who are living a very good life, and then you're like, dude, I really want to experience these things. Like, I know that my parents never had the opportunity to experience these things, but I really want to elevate my lifestyle and I want to elevate my social credit. So then you start getting yourself into stuff where you can earn more money so that you can elevate yourself into that social hierarchy. So things can get really complex at home if there is not enough money to pay the bills. Even if you're super good at what you do, you need to know some stuff in order to make good money out of it. Monetizing your talents is just as important as the talent itself. And if you actually open your eyes and observe a lot of people around you, you will realize that people who are making a lot of money are usually not the most talented people out there. And the most talented people out there are usually not the most financially successful people. Now, it is also about priorities, because in a lot of cases, people who are genuinely happy, you know, on the inside, they don't really wish to chase these high paychecks, and their work itself, you know, keeps them satisfied. And I think that is the most important thing ever. But for example, in my case, I want to do some things that can be purchased only through a specific amount of money. And to be honest, I have to pay the bills also. So it all depends on your stuff. But I believe that if your calling, if your inner voice is actually asking you to maybe travel the world or do a lot of stuff, you eventually need a lot of money for it. In fact, you don't actually need a lot of money, to be honest. There's also this misconception that you need to earn a lot of money to live a good life. I think you can generate enough money, you know, at the age of like 27 or 28 and live a very happy life and buy whatever you want to and travel as much as you want to. But of course, you can't expect to earn all the money you want at the age of 22 or 24. Of course, there are some people who are earning a lot of money. But just give yourself time and not push yourself, because everyone is running their own race, and I would recommend you to not compare yourself to any other person. You should always be inspired by someone, but don't try to be that person, because you can never be that person, because both of you are coming from a different background and both of you have different priorities. Both of you are totally different people. So yes, everyone is living in a different model of reality, but the reality in which I grew up in mostly focused on the monetary aspects. You can also be in such situations where people behave and pretend as if they promote passions and they have a very good heart and they have a very kind soul, but don't blindly believe them. Don't go by what they say at the parties. Don't go by what they say on their social media stories. Don't go by what they say when they're giving advice. See how they behave when you are alone with them. In fact, check their behavior when they don't have any money. See how they behave when they are hungry. And don't blame them for their behavior, dude. I'm not even kidding. So a lot of people get confused they start developing these negative feelings towards people who are living in a different reality. And I also sometimes feel very angry at a specific person or a group of people. But then I actually bring myself back to reality, because you have to understand that not everyone is going to think like you. This is the most important thing that you can learn. Everyone is living their own reality. And even if some people behave very harshly or rudely, you need to understand when to react and what to say and how to say it, and not be controlled by your emotions. This is super important. You cannot be controlled by your emotions, because most people take advantage of that. If people know that they can pinch you and they can push you and they can, you know, press some buttons in your conscience and get some reactions out of you, they will not come and give you a trophy for it. They will not pay you any money for it. They will figure out a way to trigger you. And everyone here is just trying to make a better life for themselves and their own family and their own loved ones. And in most cases, the people that you're dealing with will not consider you as a part of their loved ones group. It sounds very sad, but it's not sad. You know, I would recommend you to take this entire episode in a very positive sense. And rather than getting intimidated by what I'm telling you, understand that this is the rule, right? Like, people are, they say that they're very kind and very nice, but when things get tough, you don't know how the opposite person might react. I mean, I'm not even kidding. A lot of people who are very soft-spoken and very nice and very kind, and they look like angels, you know, like flying angels, they can just switch, and they will switch so quickly, you will generally get like heartache seeing how bad they switch. And you can also switch, you know, I can also switch, you know, I can also behave separately, because I don't know about others, but I think I have like a lot of faces to my own personality. You know, I am a different person when I'm working. I'm a different person at home. I'm a different person with my friends. And, you know, the situation decides how I behave. But it's very important for you to understand that people can switch their behaviors very quickly, but you can always protect yourself. You can always defend yourself. You can always find a solution. And I want you to do this exercise. And this is what I've been doing. I actually tell myself every single day, you know, as soon as I wake up, as soon as I'm about to sleep, I tell myself that I'm gonna fix this, dude. I can handle it. And earlier I used to feel very scared. Earlier I used to put myself in that victim mentality where I used to feel very scared and say that, oh my God, dude, if this person does this to me, what will happen to me? Will I be able to survive and all that? I've completely stopped doing that. And it's always now, like from the past 5 to 6 months, it's been only about me figuring a way out, you know, like figure a way out. What can I do to get out of this? And what do I do to make the most of what I have right now? Resourcefulness. We've had a discussion on this in some episodes as well. Becoming very resourceful, doing the best from what you have right now, it's a blessing. I'm not even kidding. Once you understand this mindset of doing whatever the best you can, you are just liberated, dude, because now you have very less requirements. Like, you don't need a very fancy laptop. You don't need the best of cars. You don't need the best of clothes. You don't need the best of lifestyle or anything. You just need that minimum bare stuff to get the result. And once you get the result, once you can afford more things, then slowly, slowly buy those things and, you know, elevate your lifestyle. But practice resourcefulness. If you ever find yourself cribbing or feeling sad about something that you do not have, try shifting your focus towards the resources that you already have. And to be honest, you will have a lot of resources. It's just about shifting your attention and realizing that right now you have access to so much. It could be your laptop, it could be your family networks, it could be all the contacts in your phone, it could be your social media friends, it could be your college alumni, it could be the books that you have, it could be the newspapers you read, it could be anything. It could be any resource, but it can help you. And it all depends on your imagination, how well you are at imagining good, victorious possibilities. And this is a very difficult trait. It's not even difficult, to be honest. And guys, like, one disclaimer, when I say that something is difficult, it's just relatively less easy. Okay? It's relatively less easy. And this is a very huge shift, and it has helped me a lot. I don't consider things difficult anymore. It is just relatively less easy, because it's all about where do you learn a specific skill from, and it's about your consistency. And nothing is actually very difficult if you are willing to pay the price. So coming back to the topic, people respect a person who is good at what she does. People respect a person even more when that person is good at what she does and generates a strong income out of it. So I will say that again. People will respect a person who is good at what he or she does. People will respect a person even more if that person is good at monetizing that, if that person is generating a strong income out of it. Now, what is strong income? How much money is enough money? This is a question you need to ask yourself, and it's a super important question. First, understand what you need the money for, you know, and there's always something that you need the money for, and everyone has their own lifestyle. But if you're in a messy spot, I would recommend you to feel whatever you are feeling, but eventually just stand up, roll your sleeves, and figure a way out to fix it and win. You know, and figure out a way to come out victorious. Easier said than done. Therefore, I'm just going to quickly cover some topics that you must read about, stuff that you should definitely think about so that you can protect yourself. Yes, money can often behave as a shield, because there are a lot of people who might take advantage of you just because you need some money to pay the bills. A lot of people are going to criticize what I'm going to say, but most people have a habit of exploiting anyone who's weak. They don't even realize doing it. Now, I could be wrong. I mean, this might be happening in my own personal surroundings and not in the actual world, but it is so habitual in them. And you must have seen this in your own childhood as well, even in your friend circles. People who are, you know, relatively physically less strong, or maybe they are emotionally weak, or they're just financially weak as well, other people will treat them differently. And they will always give a person more attention if that person is emotionally or physically or financially weak. It's just how it is, you know. A lot of people just don't, they will say that, oh, we feel very sad for you, and it's all right, you know, best of luck and all of that stuff. But they eventually forget about you. And I think that's okay. I think it's not on us to make sure that everyone remembers us, but it is very important for us to safeguard ourselves. So you should know how to fight back if someone is coming at you. Like, if someone is messing with you purposely without your fault, you should know how to fight back. Even if you've made a mistake, you should be allowed to fix it. Never let anybody come and bully you. That's my entire point. Don't let anyone misuse you. Don't let anyone take advantage of you. But you can only do this if you are relatively stronger. it's like a frame, like it's a frame of mind. And it is very crucial to your survival that you have a frame of mind that is strong, right? So, because people recognize it, and I'm not even kidding, people recognize weakness and people will find ways to leverage those weaknesses. Therefore, you have to spend some time in your life making sure that you are building your financial wealth, getting better at understanding your own emotions, and building a healthier body. Now, how does a healthier body come into this? Exactly. So, I don't know how to cover this topic because I'm not a professional, but I would recommend you to research about online personal trainers and check if you can somehow afford a personal trainer and start exercising. You have to focus on your body because your body and mind work together. If your body is not in your control, then you will eventually find it very difficult to reach at that energy level. But a word of caution, you need some money to do these things because you have to change your diet, you have to afford some things that are relatively more expensive, and you have to pay your trainer as well. So I think I would first recommend every listener here to figure out a good skill that they can work on. Go on YouTube, build a skill, build a portfolio, and check out channels like who are good at this stuff. For example, I am from design. So I regularly check out The Future. I regularly check out multiple YouTube channels so that I can build my awareness. Because once you have awareness, once you take decisions out of awareness, you will be able to pitch yourself in a better way because you will know more. So a person who knows more can solve more complex problems. And in the end, it is all about how good you are at solving problems. If you're good at solving problems, you'll get more money. And once you have more money, start spending it on your body. Start spending it on a good diet. Start spending on your clothes, your gadgets. If you're working from home, then start spending on your desk, your chair. Like, invest in yourself first, invest in courses. Once you're done with that, I mean, you can follow what I did. I mean, when I started earning, the first thing I did was to invest in my own self. Like, I would invest in going places and just reading books and buying hardbound books and buying a good laptop and just buying, you know, good quality foods that would have that energy levels, you know, sustain in my body and just make sure that I am on my optimum level and my awareness is at that level. Now I am spending in my house, like the house that I stay in, like my parents' house in Delhi. I was earlier in Bangalore and I've come back to Delhi because I just thought that I should, you know, I mean, it all depends on, you know, from person to person. Like ever since childhood, I always wanted to fix my house because there were some things that I did not like in terms of like the interiors or the designs or whatever it may be. But there were some things that I had to fix and there were some things that I wanted my mother to buy. So I bought her those things and it all depends on you. But first of all, invest time. Investing your own time does not take any money. Invest time in building that skill. Once you have that skill, invest in courses for stock markets, learning about real estate. And I know you're thinking like, why would this help me? And I'm not asking you to do this right now. I'm just asking you to keep this in your mind that these topics are important topics. Okay. Like technical skills are all right, but there are some things that are there in the real world, like outside your desk. And understanding about how checkbooks work, how taxes work, how stocks work, all of these things matter a lot and you will not get them for free. In fact, I have paid multiple, you know, online platforms to teach me about these things, but you can obviously afford that once you are in a good job. And we will talk about jobs as well in the upcoming episodes, but just saying, start with learning a good skill. And a lot of people ask me that, oh, we start learning a skill and, you know, we're not motivated enough. We get bored, this and that. Dude, trust me, if you're getting bored, I don't think you need the money or I don't think you need to do anything. Because for a person who is genuinely annoyed at his or her current situation will work for it. And that is what I do. I get tired, but I never lose motivation because... And you must have felt this as well. You know, don't you remember a time in your life where you really wanted something, but you couldn't have it? Like you genuinely wanted something, but you couldn't have it. And you wished it so hard. I mean, you genuinely wished that, dude, I wish things were different. And, you know, it just sticks with you. I mean, it has stuck with me as well. It's there in my mind. And there have been multiple instances where I really wanted something, but I couldn't have it. And it just stays with me, you know, and that constant reminder. And I have constant reminders in front of me as well in my own personal environment. Like those constant reminders just tell me repetitively that, Ansh Mehra, if you don't fix this, you will be stuck here forever. You will be stuck in this situation forever. So it's on you, dude, because no one else is going to come and fix it for you. Only you can get out of there. So what do you want to do? What is more difficult for you? Is it staying here or is it work and, you know, get out of this place and be a better person? Because I'm telling you, if you think working hard and winning is difficult, I don't think losing is very easy. I don't think crying is very easy. I don't think feeling helpless is very easy. So if you really want to experience something difficult, let's just do something in a good direction, right? Let's just have that difficult wall of feeling in a direction where I am growing in the longer run. So yes, just if you ever lose motivation, just look around. And if you're happy with where you're at, if you're happy with the way things are, then dude, then just take it easy, dude. You know, just take it easy and do what you love. You know, if there's nothing that is bothering you, just do what you love. You know, live your life, dude. Travel, you know, watch movies, play games, work on your body. To be honest, do whatever you want to do because you have time, dude. You are so young. I think most of the listeners of the show are between like 20 or 25. So, dude, we are super young. But again, on the other hand, if you're in a situation where you're not in a very good place, could be mentally, could be physically, could be emotionally, could be financially, just learn, dude, and don't take any stress. Now, this will sound very contrasting. You're asking me to work a lot and take this seriously, but you're saying not take any stress. Exactly. You don't have to take any stress. You have to feel happy about the fact that you're finally changing. You are finally working on yourself. Finally, things are going to get better. Finally, you're going to be able to buy that thing. Finally, you're going to have access to those people that you've never had access to. Finally, things are going to change. And even if someone comes at you, you know, even if someone comes to bully you or push you around, don't be afraid and fight back. And stop making everything look or sound very serious, you know. And this is actually super important, and I'm going to talk about this later as well. And there's one more topic. Actually, we've reached 23 minutes, so I'm just going to quickly end this. Young kids make fun of other young kids who are born in a relatively rich house. You know, they say, what has he done to drive this car? Oh, what does this person even do? You know, his job is so easy, or her job is so simple. Like, what is she even doing? What does she have to struggle for? Look at all this money he's going to waste. So none of these thoughts are going to make you rich. Dude, I know. I've been there. I've been like you, you know, if you were ever like this. I've been that guy who used to look at these people who were relatively rich and just, you know, just get like roll my eyes and say, oh, he's going to waste all of that money. But none of these thoughts were making me rich. Now, this episode is very materialistic. Like, if you want to hear me talk about like the spiritual aspect and like the spiritual concepts and everything, you should go back to like season 1. But since we're in season 2, it's very like material driven, because this is also like an important aspect of life. So right now this is very material driven. So when we talk about being very material driven, you have to make sure that you only think about thoughts that help you make more money, either have things that make you happy or feel fulfilled, or think about stuff that makes you more money. If there is anything that is bothering you, fix it. Don't let it stay there for a very long time. Fix it. Like, hold it by its neck and fix it. And I've been constantly, you know, and actually very consciously been spending time understanding material wealth for the past 4 to 5 months. And I've been practicing to think in a direction that helps me build material wealth. Coming back, so instead of criticizing that friend who was born rich or is currently doing better than you, instead of being jealous or instead of wishing bad stuff for him or her, schedule a meeting with that person, or actually just figure out about his parents. Just go to his house, or if you don't have access to that person, just Google about that person and learn what that person did to build that kind of wealth, or learn how did that kid's parent build that kind of wealth. Don't see all the wastage being done and, you know, all this, that why is he doing all of this, why is he, well, no, that nothing matters. Someone has earned that money, right? If not that person, someone is earning that money. Or even if they're earning money and they don't deserve it, but they're still earning it, right? In your mind, that person is not deserving of that wealth, but they're still getting it because their income is not dependent on your thoughts. Now, would you waste your time judging a kid spending his money, or would you rather understand how did someone build this kind of dough? Do you get my point? Another example, say you're currently stuck in a situation where you don't have a job you like, or you have the pressure to generate a certain amount of income, and you know people who should be helping you are busy doing whatever they are doing. Instead of criticizing or blaming or cribbing, just find the opportunity to make everything about hitting your goal. Like, it's a very difficult trait, but you have to understand that recognizing the opportunity in everything that comes to you is a very important skill. And once you have that, everything that comes to you becomes a step towards your goal. So, for example, if I always want to be a filmmaker, I always wanted to be a traveler. Right now, I can't do any of these things, but I am in a completely different world and a completely different. I have a completely different set of responsibilities on my shoulders. And earlier, I used to crib a lot. I used to feel a lot of pressure. But now, somehow, I just figure out a perspective that allows me to see everything, literally everything that I see, as a stepping stone towards my end goal. Anything, like even if a person is messing with me, I just visualize a scenario where me handling this person is going to teach me a skill which would eventually help me become a better filmmaker or a better traveler or a better person overall. And I would link everything as a training, as a step forward to my end goal. And of course, I have that document that I read every single day, and I've you know spoken about this in my earlier episodes as well. And I would strongly recommend you all, like strongly, extremely strongly, I don't know how to emphasize more, recommend you all to read Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. Invest in the hardbound edition, read it twice or thrice, have a pencil with you while you read it, and underline statements that resonate with you. I am not going to talk more because I want you guys to think about what I've just said, and I don't want this to go on for a very long period of time. But I will come back, and I hope that this episode gives you like a new perspective on things. I'm not going to go into a lot of detail in any of these episodes, just going to, you know, touch those topics from the outside because I want you to explore this on your own, right? I don't want to tell you that this is the reality and this is the way to make money and this is what you need to do, because it won't work for you. I'm not even kidding. It will not work for you. Only you know what will work for you. So you have the internet with you. You have a good, healthy life. Figure it out. You know, figure it out. Build your own way. I just wanted to touch some topics. And if you feel that I have offended someone, if I've said something wrong, you can always message me. I have no intention to offend anyone. As a matter of fact, I am rarely offended by anyone, and I have no intention of offending any person whatsoever. Any idea, any concept that you think is different and anything that you feel is wrong, you can always message me, and you know it'll help me get some perspective as well. But I'm not going to apologize for my own thoughts, but I am always open to listen to what you have to say. And, you know, I'm always up for a conversation because I also know that I'm not right. I genuinely know that I'm not always right. I used to think that I'm always right, but now I know I'm not always right. So, yes, I hope you have an amazing life ahead. This was Ansh Mehra, and you were listening to episode 13, season 2 of Take It Easy.